You've tuned into Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're at Herb's House in Dallas, Texas, and we're going to have the pleasure of looking today at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11. The title of this devotion is Pray for God's Provision. You and I need to pray for God's provision. And so in this verse, it's a short verse, verse 11, Matthew 6, Jesus said, when you pray, pray this way, give us this day our daily bread. What Jesus is telling us is that we need to be taking our needs to the Lord in prayer. Whatever we have need of, we need to bring it to the throne of grace. And His supply far exceeds our need. And so let's give some thought to this. And I guess the first thing I would point out, Ken, is even the order, that we need to know what God's will is in verse 10 before we can even know what our needs are and what to pray for in verse 11. So there's a very strategic order that Jesus has laid out for us here. First, we seek to discern, to know what the will of God is. Then we will know what we need to ask for here in verse 11. So He says, give us this day our daily bread. This tells us, Kent, that prayer is really an empty hand that is extended upward to God and asks God, according to His perfect will, to meet this need that I have in my life. It also says that this should be a regular prayer because He says, this day, give us this day. This isn't like once a month we have this prayer meeting and we ask God to meet this need, or once a quarter. No, this is telling us that every day we need to be asking God to meet our needs. And I would say it's even throughout the day. As soon as we are aware of a need that we have, or even for someone else, we need to stop and pray and ask God to provide for that need. Now, here he says what we're to pray for our daily bread. And I think daily bread really represents all of the necessities of life. Not just bread. I mean, it can be for meat and for milk and for eggs and other things, but also not just for physical needs. I think this really represents all of our needs, that we carry it to the Lord in prayer. It could be emotional needs. We need joy. We need peace. We need encouragement. Or it can be spiritual needs, that we need boldness and courage or love as we serve the Lord, or even strength. It could be a physical need, even bodily strength. It could be for health. Whatever that need is, we are to take it to the Lord in prayer. And in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 9, Jesus will elaborate on this and tell us how willing God is to meet these needs. He says in verse 9, "Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him?" And so, Kent, you and I are fathers. We love to give good things to our children. In fact, if there is a danger, it may be that we've given them so many nice things. We've almost indulged them. But it's in our heart to express and show and demonstrate our love towards them. Multiply that 10,000 times 10,000, and it barely scratches the surface of the heart of God to desire to give to us and to provide for us. Now, He is so much wiser than we are, and He will never really give too much and indulge us, but there are times when God does seemingly just open the windows of heaven and just pour out his blessing upon us until it's just overflowing. And how we thank God for that. But in his perfect wisdom and in his perfect time, he knows exactly what we need. And so he's not committed to meeting our greeds. He's committed to meeting our needs. And we need to take those needs to the Lord in prayer. So Kent, the simplicity of this is really the profundity of this, that God is committed to meeting our needs, but he wants us to come before him and to make this petition of him.
So, Steve, I think that the natural question that comes is, are there things I shouldn't ask God for? Or how do I know if they are really selfishness, things that are greeds and not needs? And do I know that always? Do we talk to the Lord about every single thing? I mean, how do we know what's a greed and what's a need?
Well, that's a great question, and that's why we have to be in the Word of God and why we have to be filled with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. For the Word of God and the Spirit of God to be directing our prayers. In a sense, we can bring anything to the Lord mm-hmm. in prayer, mm-hmm. but I think we need to be careful that we're not praying selfish things that are really self-indulgent. Mm-hmm. And that's where the health, wealth, prosperity gospel just really goes away from the will of God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus lived a life of frugality and even at times poverty. Many of the saints in the scriptures lived without. And Paul, as he comes to the end of his life, is having to be asked, "Hey, can somebody bring me a coat? Mm-hmm. I'm getting cold." And so we're not to be praying for things that I don't think that are really over and above and beyond. It's just over the top kind of things. God may bless us where we're able to have certain things. That's not the danger. The danger is when certain things have us.
Okay.
So we are to hold them in an open hand. I know this is kind of going in another direction in some ways, but your point is well made. For what should we pray? And I think we should be praying that the Lord will provide for our church, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. God will provide for missionaries, mm-hmm. that God will provide for ministries, mm-hmm. that they can advance and go forward, mm-hmm. That God will provide all that is necessary for his kingdom to come and for his will to be done. So that's kind of a short answer on that.
Right. But as you said, if we're in the Word, and as we're in the Word, God will guide us.
Yeah.
Where we're not like it's, you know.
Sure. Well, Kent, you're a businessman, and should you pray for God to open doors in your business? Mm-hmm. I think, of course, absolutely, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Because men like you are a good steward of what God entrusts to them. And I think God knows that your hands are a safe place for him to place certain resources, because you, like other Christian businessmen, share that with the work of God and the ministries mm-hmm. of God. So I think that is a legitimate prayer that a Christian businessman could even mm-hmm. ask.
So, Steve, this is really maybe even more elementary in prayer, but in the morning, when, let's say, we have our devotional in the morning, or when we have our devotionals,
yeah.
should we pray first, or should we read our Bible first?
Yeah.
How should we start? Should we do both? How would you recommend we enter into our devotional times?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kent. I would say this. I would start with prayer, be in the Word, and end in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would wrap prayer around the study in the Word. And as we begin, I would pray that God would open my eyes to see the truths in his Word, that I would confess whatever sin I know so that my mm-hmm. eyes can see what's in the passage,
mm-hmm.
pray that God would make my heart sensitive to what I'm reading here, then spend quality time in the Word of God. Then after you read it, then pray back through what that passage was about.
That's great.
And personalize it, and ask, give God praise for what you see here. Confess for where you see your life falls short. That's here. Ask on behalf of others as you see needs around you that God would do this in their life. And so, I would start with prayer, be in the Word, conclude in prayer.
That's great.
Great question. Well, I hope that's helpful for you today in your Christian life. May you be a man or a woman of prayer, and may God answer those prayers according to His perfect will. God bless you.